Right, and we're backtracking that story mentioned in the headlines there around SANRAL now writing off debt older than 3 years. I'm sure we're all secretly smiling if you're a Gauteng road user. Here to discuss this with me is the chairman of OTA, who's been, I guess, fighting this all the way, Wayne Duvenage. Good to have you with us, Wayne.
Nice to be with you. Thanks.
I imagine you're not on the Christmas card list of the executives at SANRAL at this point.
No, I don't imagine we have been ever. Maybe in the future we will be when they realise that they should have listened and they could have done it a lot better than what they have.
So just to give us a bit of context here, it seems that you picked this up in the annual report. SANRAL has now decided to write off 3.6 billion rand in the 2017 financial year, which as a state agency was to the end of March. What is that saying about what's going on with this impasse between Gauteng motorists and SANRAL?
Well, it means the motorists are winning, that the campaign is paying off, and that SANRAL are recognizing that they are unable to collect this debt. It is mounting too much and they cannot ignore it. So last year they didn't write off anything. It was a small amount, less than 100 million. And we asked why not, because they're not going to collect this money. And they indicated, well, we have to wait for it to be impaired. But the reality is that if you look at how much was really impaired, in other words, over 3 years old, it was less than a billion, but yet they've written off 3.6 billion. And I'm saying less than a billion at the standard tariffs. So that's an indication that they're actually writing off more than they have to. And they say that they are. They're writing off the punitive tariffs that were applied. Remember when they said we're going to charge you three times the amount if you don't get tagged and pay? Well, they've realized that that shock tactic wouldn't work. And they've also written off a lot of smaller debt, which they'll never collect. So I think the motorists are winning this war. The reality, sad reality, is SANRAL continue to send summonses, and that is a lawfare strategy, which is really a sad route to go for any government.
You mentioned, and I'm not sure where the number came from, as much as 80% of Gauteng motorists are refusing to pay their e-tolls.
Yeah, it's down to now one in five that are paying, mainly the big corporates. Car rental companies, you're still a bit afraid to cross swords with government, but the general motorist are out there, and in fact it's 3 million vehicles that registered cars that are outstanding debt to SANRAL are not paying, and that is a big fail when it comes to any user pay scheme. In fact, anything under 80%, you would need to have an 80% plus compliance level for these schemes to work. They never achieved 40%, I think was the highest they got in the first 6 months, and is now down to around 20 to 25% at the best are paying their bills.
Wayne, just very quickly, because I know we're running out of time here, but where does this whole situation go now? I believe there was some talk about negotiations between yourselves and SANRAL and other government departments, provincial government department, government, for instance. Where are we going with this?
Well, they haven't engaged with us yet, but the minister has sort of indicated, okay, e-tolls are struggling, we have to look for an alternative. We put it to them again and again and again, the fuel levy is the best alternative. In fact, had they applied the fuel levy right in the beginning, we would have already paid off the bonds, the whole capital cost. Instead, here we sit with the full bonds outstanding, nothing being settled, and 7-8 billion rand in debt. So it's just a no-brainer. They needed to have done what they should have done in the first place. And where to from here really is well done to the motorists for standing their ground. The scheme is failing, but it's not over yet. We must continue to fight. And we have nearly 200 cases of our citizens, of our followers that we are defending in court. And as we say to SANRAL and the government, if you want to adopt a lawfare strategy against the citizens who are ultimately the people you serve, well, you will lose that battle in the long run. But they've got to come to their senses and pull the plug on this failed scheme.
Well, there you have it. Wayne Duvenage, for the chairman of OTA, as determined as ever. Thanks for your time this evening, Wayne.
Pleasure. All the best, sir.
Cheers. That was Wayne Duvenage, the chairman of OTA, and I suppose the message there is continue not to pay your e-tolls. That SANRAL debt continues to climb, though, and at some point the government's going to have to do something about it.